Our theme taken from the Notorious B.I.G. album, Life After Death, Mo' Money, Mo' Problems. Well, no money, big problems. And that's the theme of our Color of Money series we've been doing all week long. Today, our shift is to healthcare, the issue of healthcare. If you're unemployed or affected by this economic downturn, there are multiple paths that you can take. One path leads to a semblance of healthcare security, but other paths lead to healthcare insecurity and possibly a declining set of fortunes for both health and your economic woes for families. And here to discuss the economic, racial, and ethnic disparities in healthcare for people caught in the economic downturn are Kara James, senior policy analyst for the Race, Ethnicity, and Healthcare Group at the Kaiser Family Foundation. She joins us from Washington. Kara, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And right here in the studio is Dr. Robert Schiller, Senior Vice President for Medical Services and Training for the Institute for Family Health, which is affiliated with Beth Israel Hospital right here in New York. Dr. Schiller, thanks so much for being here.
My pleasure.
You know, tell me right off the bat, Doctor, you know, an issue with a patient of yours, a client of yours, someone who comes through your institution who reflects, or maybe a pair of them, who reflects these different paths depending on your race, ethnicity, class, regarding the likelihood of you retaining health care post-job?
Well, I have two recent incidents. One is a patient who is an architect in a fairly well-to-do firm who was traveling all over the world doing work and was summarily dismissed about 2 weeks ago. And really, without warning, he has no health insurance. He's married, has a teenage daughter, and he really is at a loss. He has diabetes, so he requires medication. He requires laboratory services, and it's really a tragedy for, you know. And this is a gentleman in his late 50s, sort of at the peak of his career, having to face this kind of problem. The second person is a younger woman who is an advocate in a housing organization who also was laid off. She has a disease called sarcoidosis that affects her breathing. She has to take medication, have x-rays and see specialists, and she's also at a loss. You know, fortunately, our organization is a federally qualified health center, and we have some resources for people to try to transition them through this difficult period of time. But the fact of the matter is the health disparities that currently exist in our healthcare system are exacerbated by this unfortunate economic downturn.
Well, I can hear the anger and frustration in your voice, and you're on your way to deal with those clients, you know, once you leave this studio. Kara James, you know, Dr. Schiller has described two individuals with chronic healthcare problems, diabetes and the other condition that you mentioned, Doctor. I mean, they're in some sense the first and really heaviest wave of demands on the healthcare system that come out of this economic downturn. What's the racial and ethnic picture for how these different groups are treated?
So there are disparities, unfortunately, in this country from cradle to grave. And, you know, starting at just infant mortality, we see high rates of disparities. As it comes to kind of the economic situation of what's happening, the diabetic patients that Dr. Schiller described, we are seeing across the board that they are cutting back on regular doctor's appointments, and we're finding that for a diabetic patient specifically, they are ending up, unfortunately, in the ER with unmanaged diabetes. As well as in other cases, the most vulnerable populations that are treated by Dr. Schiller and others in the community health services, the safety net is being severely strained. And for people of color who are reliant in large part upon these because they have lower incomes to begin with and qualify for these, and the racial gap between wealth that you've discussed earlier in this series this week requires that they are less able to deal with the economic crisis when they do lose their job because they just don't have the resources to fall back to purchase COBRA or some of the other insurance policies that they could get once they lose their job.
Well, Kara, you've mentioned the magic word. Most people who have jobs and have had jobs with some sort of health care coverage are in the business of being snake charmers. They know this word COBRA that you just mentioned. but is COBRA an equal opportunity health care safety net if you're an African American, if you're someone who works in a non-union shop or maybe a place that doesn't have a lot of benefits?
Unfortunately not. There are many people who don't qualify for COBRA, and even among those who do, it is really cost prohibitive for a lot of people because once you do lose your job, you just don't have an income coming in. So paying the higher premiums that COBRA has compared to your private insurance that you had through your employer just is not something that people are able to do. So unfortunately, they are not really able to take advantage of this opportunity.
You know, how does that work in your world, Dr. Schiller?
It's very difficult. This woman I was telling you about who has this lung disease was offered COBRA. She actually doesn't even know what this amount is at this point while she's being laid off. She has, as Karen mentioned, there's no additional source of income for her to be able to pay for these services. And so, you know, what's happened to our work is that now we have to work with people to try to figure out how they're going to get their health care needs met in a very creative and innovative way.
But what do you say to people? I mean, there are people that you have to say, in fact, I'm sorry, there is nothing for you.
Well, we tend to be much more optimistic and idealistic in our organization. We try to identify community resources. We try to work with people in terms of identifying specialists who will see them basically for free.
But, I don't want to push you on this inappropriately, but, I mean, diabetics are people who need regular, compliant care in terms of monitoring and in terms of taking of medication. And we're already hearing from Kara of people cutting back, basically avoiding doctor's appointments. How do you make the case that this is a priority when there are other family issues?
It's really very difficult, and we are seeing that. I mean, patients are constantly telling us, look, I don't have, you know, I'm having to cut back on my medication. If they need to see a specialist, they can't see them. And, you know, part of our work is to come to radio stations like this and get the word out there that this healthcare system really needs some attention and try to deal with these people.
Well, Kara, there's lots more to talk about here. I want you to leave us with some sense of what's the policy implication to address this racial and ethnic and class, really, disparity in healthcare for people caught in the economic downturn, if there is a policy implication that you can describe quickly.
I think there are many policy implications, and one, as we've described, is the safety net, which is much more a source of care for many more people of color. So making sure that we provide help to the safety net so that they can treat the patients that are coming through there of all colors, to be quite honest, because as people are losing their jobs, it's affecting everyone. I think another thing is helping that we focus, as we're going through these health reform conversations, focus on disparities, because they are not simply things that are going to be affected by an improved, I should say, by quality of care overall,
right.
But there are things that are particular, as well as the other social programs that we're talking about, because healthcare does not happen within a bubble.
Right.
It's affected by income, is education, and so making sure that, you know, if you think about school programs, school lunch programs, that these programs stay in place,
right,
so that kids have healthy nutrition.
And you can't wait on healthcare for the economy to turn around, that's for sure. Kara James, Senior Policy Analyst for the Kaiser Family Foundation, thanks so much for joining us from Washington. And Dr. Robert Schiller, on his way to deal with those clients he was talking about, Senior Vice President for Medical Services at the Institute for Family Health, affiliated with Beth Israel Hospital.